Going places and doing things all depends on eating, right? Getting some food. And sometimes if you're a home cooker, you need some new innovation, some things to do, some things to try. It's exciting. Cooking and eating are just one of the best parts of life. I'm talking with a couple of people who have started something called Chef Dad. And even though Kalina is the chef mom, the Chef Dad is a smoker. Am I right, Mike?
A little bit of everything. We cook every way you can think of.
Now, how did this get started? Because I understand I can go to Chef Dad and learn some exciting things about things that I've never even cooked before.
Yeah, you can go on YouTube and find us at Chef Dad. And it started because we wanted to do something for ourselves and for our kids and show them you can build yourself up in any way. And this kind of gave us the influence to bring the kids in and have them involved in the videoing, you know, promote ourselves, but then also try and promote our community.
And Kalina, are you good with him being the cook?
Absolutely. I don't cook a thing. I reheat everything he makes.
And how did you get interested in cooking, Mike?
I grew up cooking. Grew up very humble beginnings here in Alaska. Started out in California until I was nine. Moved to Alaska when I was nine. And we learned to make wonderful food with very, very meager ingredients. We grew our own stuff. We pickled our own stuff. We always made sure that we had good food, quality food in the house.
So I'm thinking if people want a recipe for caribou or for salmon or for halibut or all the things that are so plentiful here in Alaska, sometimes if you make it the same way all the time, it gets boring. Even if it's salmon, even if it's king salmon, you can get tired of it. So have you got like a variety of recipes that people might be interested in?
So right now we have about 70 different recipes on our YouTube channel, and we're developing new ones all the time. We got moose jerky on different ways. We have briskets, many, many different ways, brisket boudin, you name it. We've either cooked it or we're going to cook it.
Okay, tell me, I'm old school. I'm sorry. YouTube, is there a subscription for this that I go to and sign up for?
So you can go on to YouTube and watch them. It's all free, but I would really appreciate it. Anybody that wants to subscribe, it's free to subscribe, watch the videos, and like them. And it does nothing but helps us out and allows us to continue making these videos and trying to inspire everybody.
But if it's all free and you keep making the videos, it's got to cost something, even your time and the food that you're cooking. How do you maintain the financial end of it?
Right now, I still work for the oil companies. My wife works.
There's an Alaskan, I'll tell you. That's the root of most of our stories.
Yeah, we do this 2 weeks at a time while I'm home. And yes, it is very expensive to do what we're doing. We are monetized through YouTube. So the more viewers we get, the more YouTube pays us back, the more people will watch our channel, the more opportunities we'll get through other companies to sponsor us and actually turn this into a way of life.
Oh, so that's the way it works. That's a good thing. Love cooking, love new ideas and new recipes, and I think it's part of being an Alaskan is learning how to cook the wonderful bounty that is around us. But is it fun, Mike?
Oh, I love doing this. There's not another thing in the world I like doing other than cooking my food for my family and friends and teaching people new and creative ways to do things.
Now, when you serve that up and when somebody tastes it and they have never tasted anything like that before, how does that make you feel?
Oh, it's awesome to watch the expression on somebody's face when they bite into it, and it's a totally new experience. They may have had the salmon before or the moose before, but they've never had it like this.
Ah, yeah, I can relate to that. Kalina, are you good with that? Are you his main critic?
No, I'm his main supporter. I don't provide too much criticism.
It's all good.
It's all delicious.
As long as he's cooking it.
Yes, it's all delicious. I think the biggest part is the experience for the kids to get to have a vast array of new things to try, like balut and surstrami and things around the world we get to bring into our kitchen and share with our kids and increase their experience and welcoming of new food items as well.
And the kids, are they in charge of the cleanup?
Well, we're trying to make them.
I know the pause because it's messy. I mean, you get all that stuff going, and then to have somebody clean it up, that kind of makes the bologna come back out again, if you know, so you don't have to clean up afterward.
They get to take care of the third round of dishes.
Yeah, it's constant. So when we start cooking the day that I get home, it is 12, 14, 16-hour days every day from prep to cook to clean up.
Sounds like a family activity.
Very much so. Everybody's involved.
Does it bond the family together, Kalina?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so if you want a family bonding, if you want some good food, going places and doing things, get your phone out or on your computer, go to Chef Dad and be one of his YouTubers and have a lot of fun this summer in Alaska. I'm Merle Sikorski, returning you to that well-fed sound of KSRM.